All right. Hey, everyone. This is Josh Schlossberg with the Green Root Podcast, the official podcast of the Eco Integrity Alliance, where we're looking for the root causes of the ecological crisis. So this episode is just going to be me, and I'm going to be talking briefly about something called the National Day of Forest Climate Action. It's exactly what it sounds like. We're asking people around the country to do some sort of action in commemoration of or celebration of forests and climate together. Because as we know, trees are one of our best climate buffers. Our forests, our national forests on public lands, are some of our best biodiversity reserves, and they are storing carbon. They are actively working to scrub the atmosphere. And so we should thank them by not letting them die. So this is basically all it's about. And we have several actions that are already planned. And keep in mind, you can plan your own action. In fact, that's what we're asking people to do. It can be anything. You can do a hike. You can do some sort of call-in day. It can be some tabling somewhere. It could be a larger scale thing where you do interact with elected officials. You can do some sort of peaceful, nonviolent sort of action on a street, whatever. We're not endorsing any illegal activity, of course. And yeah, so what do you have in mind? It could be something that we haven't even thought of. You can go out into the forest and just look at a frog for an hour and we'll put it down on the list. That counts. It's an action. You're doing a thing in honor of forests and climate. So let me read you a few of the ones that are already planned and I can tell you a little bit about them. So Heartwood Forest Council has their annual Heartwood Forest Council in the week of the 23rd to the 29th, I can look specifically to give you those exact dates because I forget off the top of my head, 24th to the 27th. So that's happening in Meigs County, Ohio, and they're going to have a whole event with speakers and workshops and camping. And then on the 28th, they're doing a day of action. So that's what we're doing all of this around. They already have that plan. They do this every year. They've done it for 32 years. And so we wanted to create something that can be a part of all of that. So definitely check that out. We're not sure what that action is going to be. That's going to be up to the people who are there and to decide, but that's going to be really excellent. Now, there's something I'll talk maybe a little bit more about. This is the Lost Sierra Forest Action Camp. So this is actually going to happen up in Plumas County. So this is in the Plumas National Forest in Northern California, and there is an enormous logging project plan there. It's one of the, quote, emergency action nonsense, which is what they're using just to justify logging right now. They're pushing through all sorts of legalities to just push more logging through under the name of wildfire, fuel reduction, all that nonsense, which you've heard about it 100 times on this podcast. There's no science supporting that. Logging forest protects communities. You got to do things right around the home. We're talking about 15 to 60 feet around the home. So nonsense. So anyway, the action camp is being organized by Lost Sierra Forest Defense, and that is happening on the 23rd to the 29th. And you can check out the website lostsierraforest.wordpress.com. And they're going to have all sorts of workshops and skill shares. And they are going to be having an action on the 28th. We don't know what it is, but it's going to be something. It'll be something cool, I'm sure. So check that out. There's going to be ride shares out there, all sorts of excellent stuff. Eco Integrity Alliance is going to have a workshop out there, maybe two. And we really encourage you to participate. That's all happening that week. And that's the day of action. What else do we have here? So in Colorado, where I live, we're going to have a hike in a roadless area that is threatened by emergency logging. So we're almost at 1 million acres of this so-called emergency logging stuff, and we're pinpointing that as one of the most egregious threats that we can rally around. And so we're going to be out there in the forest. There's going to be a botanist. There's going to be a bird watching person. Talk about that stuff. Talk about the science of forest protection and how silly the logging is. And we'll show you some areas where they did the, quote, thinning before, and it's actually a huge mess, more likely to cause wildfires. So that's going to be something happening in Colorado. In Oregon, they got a billboard up, and we actually helped with this. Eco Advocates is the main organization over there. And our Colorado organizer, Shannon Wilson, is responsible for this. It's a billboard calling out the elected officials who are pushing this logging stuff. They actually want to do $30 billion. So there is a bill over there that is in the Senate, and that is with Senator Wyden and Merkley, and they're pushing this $30 billion bill. And then the companion bill is in the House, and that's with Colorado's representative, we call him Clearcut Joe Neguse, and we also have the Oregon representative, Val Hoyle. So that's an action. You don't have to take out a billboard for your action, but what are you thinking about doing? You want to do some chalk on a street? That sounds great. Let us know. Contact us at eia@eco-integrityalliance.org. We'll put you up on the website. We'll put a link to your thing there. Let's see what else counts. Baking a pie and giving it to activists who protect forests, that counts. Pie baking on the list. See what I mean? You can do pretty much whatever you want. You can do things that we've suggested. You can do things that other people have done in the past. You can do stuff that no one's ever done before and may never ever do again because it's not a great idea, but we don't care. Do a great idea or a not great idea. Just make sure it's legal and nonviolent, and we'll put you on the site. We're excited about that. So please get a hold of us. Please participate in this. You can go to the website, eco-integrityalliance.org, and at the top are /forest-climate. And it's at the top, the National Day of Forest Climate Action on May 28th. It's a Tuesday. You can do it anytime during that day. So 12:01 a.m., you know, it's the first minute of the day. You can go out there when no one's out there and do your action. That's fine. You can do it all through the morning and noon, afternoon, evening until 11:59. If you do it after 12, it doesn't count as an action. You shouldn't do it. No, just kidding. You can do it whatever day you want to also, but we encourage you to have solidarity with us and put it on that day. We'll put it on the schedule. And that's pretty much it. No more to say on this pretty basic topic. But yeah, if you got any ideas that are cool, they may inspire other people. So we'll put it on that website. Other people will see it and they'll say, cool, I want to do this. Or maybe they're in your area and they will see that it's going on and they will attend. We'll send this out to our lists. And so yeah, please participate in it. Forest climate, it seems like a no-brainer, right? Some of us have been bringing these connections together for quite some time. Obviously, we've known about this forever, but in 2006, 2007, or 2008, a few of us put together Clear Cutting the Climate Conference, and we did scientists and organizers talking about the link between forests and climate. It's, to us, the most obvious thing that we can do. It's the easiest and most effective thing we can do around the climate, and strangely, there isn't a ton of action around it. Now, there are some entities that are more and more organizing on that. There's a coalition, the Pacific Northwest, that is working on these issues too, and that's with some larger organizations. So we definitely applaud that. But we're not sure why there hasn't been more action on it. And in fact, we are sure why, because protecting forests doesn't make a bunch of people money. Right? So obviously some of the logging industry makes less money in some ways, although some of the smaller loggers would do better on, you know, more low impact forestry on private lands if they didn't have to compete with the public lands logging. That's all taxpayer subsidized. But whereas some other aspects of the environmental movement are about advocating for, say, alternative energy technology, stuff like that, however you feel about that, that's kind of a profit-driven entity and corporate movement, whatever you want to call that. And protecting forests is not about making a profit off of it, right? So we are kind of skeptical of a thing like, well, as long as, you know, there's got to be a market-driven incentive. And fine, if there are technologies out there that are better and result in less energy consumption and environmental destruction, then sure, those might be worthwhile. But the idea that the market is going to drive environmental protection is pretty silly. So this doesn't make money. And so few entities want to support it. Getting into some things here, but not too much in the way of details. we've been applying for some foundation grants, and a lot of the foundations that are climate-based, we applied for forest protection work tied into the climate. Almost every single one of them has refused our grant. So even the climate groups and the climate foundations, at least, that are guiding the agenda of climate groups are not particularly interested in this topic. So that's why we need your help. That's why if you hear about this, yeah, that's obvious. Well, it's not obvious, and it hasn't gotten as much traction as it should. This should be something that every forest person, every climate person, anyone who says they care about the environment should be rallying around as the number one thing that we do. Let's save our biodiversity reserves, our climate reserves. First place to start is on public lands because they're already sort of kind of supposed to be protected. Why haven't we done this yet? Well, it's your fault. Not really, but we do need your help. We need more of a grassroots groundswell to make this happen, right? Because we can't get media attention without people putting stuff out there. The journalists are not super well informed, and they kind of just go these days, just whatever their political party tells them to. A lot of the other environmental groups are not going to do something because they don't get funding for it, or if it's not as popular, then they're not likely to do that. And politicians aren't going to pay attention to this unless media is doing something, you're talking about it, and the environmental groups are doing stuff on it. So please do something on your own. Make it a part of this larger network. That's the whole point of Eco Integrity Alliance, right? Is we exist to mesh together what's already going on, and then also to maybe guide things and encourage things in a certain direction. So this is up to us, folks, and I hope you really can be a part of things. Please contact us with your action idea. Go to eco-integrityalliance/forest-climate, and you'll see what we have in store. We have a cool image there of a kid hugging a tree, so that'll make you feel good. And that's about it. Thanks so much for listening, watching, smelling this podcast, and share it around. Tell the world, tell the universe, and until next time.